It's radio's version of cranberry sauce. Laser Stories. Ew. A segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Peoria, Illinois. A 20-year-old guy was driving down the highway last Saturday when he drifted off the road into a field. Oh. Yep, and when cops showed up, he appeared to be very drunk. He smelled like alcohol, and there was an empty Miller Lite can next to his car.
Okay. All signs point to he is drunk.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the inside of the vehicle reeked of marijuana.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You can smell that pretty easily.
A lot of stuff going on there in his car. Then the driver asked the cops for a lighter, but he was slurring so bad that it didn't even sound like English.
Oh!
After a few minutes, he eventually got angry and started swearing, so they cuffed him, and at that point, he began crying.
Oh, buddy. Well, that was actual audio, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
His initial excuse was that the prescriptions he was on made him drowsy, but the cops didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Let's see. You got beer around your car. Your car smells like weed, and you're asking him for a lighter. Probably not just Sudafed. So then he claimed his girlfriend was drunk and his breath only smelled like alcohol because they just had a big makeout session.
Oh, yeah.
Really good, officer. I got a hickey to prove it.
Mm-hmm. He also made a point to tell the officers that he and his girlfriend made love multiple times that day and, quote, we're all adults here.
Okay.
Look, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
We're all adults. You know, you make love to your girlfriend, she's drunk, and then you get drunk because of that.
Oh, man.
He eventually admitted that he'd been drinking, too, so he's facing charges for DUI plus two traffic violations. Good to know he's made love to his girlfriend.
Good day, though.
Yeah.
He was a lot more motivated than I am when I get drunk.
This
I
next
just fall asleep.
Laser story is out of Derbyshire, England. There's a 30-year-old guy named David Springthorpe. It's a very English name. And he had a warrant out for multiple shoplifting charges. But recently, David went out in public and he tried to disguise himself by wearing a pair of glasses.
Ooh.
Basically, the Clark Kent Superman disguise.
Yeah.
You know?
Nobody recognizes me when I put contacts on. Yeah. So I get it.
You look completely different.
Uh-huh.
Little problem, though. His disguise didn't cover up his giant neck tattoo of a crab.
Go! Pretty stand out.
Yeah. Also, David's left ear is unusually big and very distinguishable.
Oh,
and he
God.
Didn't figure a way to disguise his ear either.
Now I don't care about the story. I just want to see pictures of his ear.
Yeah,
dude,
me too.
What's going on there, man?
Klingon ears on from Star Trek, dude. Boom,
maybe he
solved.
Already has one. He only has to put the one
That's
on.
That's true.
So within minutes of leaving his house, a cop easily recognized David on the street and arrested him.
Aww.
He was just sentenced to 30 weeks in jail. But there you go. So that's not a good disguise for you. Just a pair of glasses doesn't really work very well. Especially if you have a huge neck tattoo and one very comically large ear.
Yeah, totally.
This next laser story is out of Port St. Lucie, Florida. There's a quiet cul-de-sac in southern Florida, and last week, neighbors became concerned when they spotted a vehicle on their street doing donuts in reverse for approximately an hour.
Oh, whoa. My God!
Dang.
Eventually, cops arrived on the scene and then the fire department, but nobody could do anything to stop the car without causing more damage. And finally, the vehicle hit a mailbox and a row of garbage cans, which caused it to slow down. And that's when the police ran over, opened the door, and there was a large black Labrador Retriever hopped out of the driver's
what?
Seat.
What? Yeah.
The dog was doing...
Dog was doing donuts, just having
doing
some fun.
Donuts?
Dude, I would be like, am I high right now?
Yeah.
What is happening?
It turns out the dog's owner had left the car running in the street and went into the house. Meanwhile, his dog hopped through the window and
what?
Somehow changed gears into reverse and hit the gas pedal and didn't stop driving for almost an hour.
That's
You're like,
amazing.
Hey, your dog can sit. You want to know what my dog can do?
Yeah. Now's my chance.
Luckily, nobody was injured, human or canine, and the dog's owner promised to fix the damaged mailbox. This next laser story is out of New York. There's an 82-year-old woman named Willie Murphy who lives in Rochester, New York, and she was home alone last Thursday night when a guy started pounding on her door and then broke in.
Oh.
Scary.
Yeah.
But what he didn't know was that Willie happens to be a former female bodybuilder with a lot of energy for an 82-year-old.
Okay.
So while the guy was creeping through her house, Willie hid in the shadows and waited.
What?
Then she jumped out, grabbed a table, and broke it over him.
Kapooya! Kapooya!
It was like
right,
a wrestling
Willie?
Match. Yeah,
classic
exactly.
Wrestling move.
Once the intruder was on the ground, she jumped on him and then grabbed a bottle of shampoo from her kitchen table and squirted the whole thing onto his face and his eyes.
Oh, oh my
god. Oh, that hurts.
That's torture. We all know that.
Dude, how humiliating that you're getting beat up really badly by an 82. Mm-hmm.
And it's all wrestling. It's all props. Yeah. Like.
Once he was blinded by the shampoo, she started smacking him with a broom.
Oh,
oh, I love
this.
She's
grabbing
woman.
Everything from around the house.
She's on the top shelf.
Like, stop, Grandma.
By the time police arrived, Willie was dragging him out onto the front porch by his foot while he was attempting to crawl away.
Dude, this woman sounds amazing.
So
when
cool.
is she getting yeah. her own wrestling special?
Yeah.
She told the whole story to some friends, and a news crew filmed it, and she was pretty sure the guy was happy when they put him in an ambulance and got him away from her, because she's just tired of getting beat down with all the household items that
Please
she had.
Please take me away.
This next leisure story is out of Japan. Ask any parent and they'll tell you potty training kids is hard.
Yeah.
I've heard.
Oh, man, but once you get past that point, it is so glorious.
It's tough enough getting them to actually go in the toilet, and it's a whole other challenge teaching them to wipe properly.
Yeah.
I've never potty trained anybody, but I've thought about how hard it would be to get them to go in the toilet. But you don't think about the wiping, too. You got to also teach them to
You do
clean
when
it
you're
up.
In it.
Yeah. It's a lot more complex than you might realize, but one Japanese company is looking to make it easier to teach the kiddos how to wipe. It's a new product called Poo Paint.
Poo Paint?
Yep. Basically, it's toilet paper with coloring book-style designs on each sheet. And the kids are meant to color in the pictures by wiping their butts after going potty.
Okay,
so.
I'm sorry. That is so gross.
No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just tell my kids, wipe it till it's clean. Like, we don't need to do
art.
How mad are you that they made it in the lines for once? It shouldn't be this nice. It should not look that good.
And here's the thing. You're really blurring the lines of where that stuff belongs.
Yep.
You know?
Or now and then they're going to see, like, pictures where they're supposed to color things in and be like, I know exactly how to color this, teacher.
Coloring books.
It sounds fun, though. I kind of want some.
Yeah. No. Of course you do.
You guys are both
Well, here's an example of how it works. Toddlers are encouraged to color in the body of a dragonfly or the patty of a hamburger. That's disgusting.
No.
And hopefully you don't frame your kids' artwork. Like, you put it on the refrigerator for everybody to see.
They all look like tree stumps.
Oh, God. I still can't do this right now.
Currently, Poo Paint is only available in Japan, but could be coming here to America very soon. Or make your own. Who knows?
I don't want to do it, but I want to buy it for someone.
I want some, too.
Okay, Christmas.
I want to check it out.
It's more of an adult thing here in the United States is what it sounded like.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I know somebody who never cleans up his mess. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Don't worry, though. We'll do it again at the same time. Let him finish up here.
There you go.
Wednesday.